Confirmation hearings begin tomorrow morning for federal judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who President Biden chose to take the place of Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, who recently announced his retirement.
For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Stephen Wolpert, professor of politics at St. Mary's. And professor, we appreciate your time. This has been somewhat of a spectacle the last four or five go-arounds. Merrick Garland didn't even get a go. Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, those were all, I would say, spectacles. Do we expect to see the same thing tomorrow?
Not to the same extent, for sure. For one thing, it's not a realigning appointment the way Barrett's was. And there's been no maneuvering about the timing, as was the case with Gorsuch. And we have no salacious personal issues to deal with, as happened with Kavanaugh. So it's going to be closer to what used to be the case in Supreme Court confirmation hearings, where there's comity and more decorum than there's been recently.
And it was just about a year ago that the judge went through this process to get on to the D.C. court. So, and during that process, three Republicans did vote for her, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Lindsey Graham. What do we expect this time?
Well, she's actually been confirmed three times by the Senate, first as a trial judge, then the appellate judge, and also a spot on the Sentencing Commission. And nothing surfaced in those to impede her approval. So Republicans have to concede she has legal experience and the educational qualifications. So what they'll be looking for is something that, while it may not disqualify her, would appeal to their base as we're approaching midterm elections. So maybe they're going to claim she's soft on crime, or that it, picking a black woman is reverse discrimination, or things like that. Not much that is of real substance if you look carefully, but something that might make for good sound bites when they're appealing to their voters.
And speaking of the historic nature of this nomination, is there a way that Republicans can sort of ding her without seeming as though there are dog whistles, or perhaps they're moving forward with a more racist state of mind?
I don't think so. I know they'll cry foul that Biden promised to pick a black woman, but multiple Republican presidents, including Trump and Reagan, promised to pick women for the court. She has said that race would be inappropriate to inject in her evaluation of a case. What she does bring is a different professional background than most nominees. She attended a public high school. She was a public defender. And her 9 years on a trial court before joining the circuit gives her a different professional background.
And isn't it just a simple majority needed? And if so, then the Democrats pretty much have this wrapped up, don't they?
Well, they have no margin for error, because if it's strictly party line vote, then they'd need all Democrats and the vice president in order to confirm. If they can get one or two Republicans that voted for her before, that takes some of the pressure off. But all it would take would be an illness in one of the Democrats on the Senate, or something that causes concern from one of the Democrats and means that they have to scramble to find Republican support, then they're in trouble.
And to that end, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Lindsey Graham all voted to give her, as you mentioned, that approval, that nod to the appeals court. Do you see any of them moving forward with the approval here?
It's possible. It's such a toxic partisan atmosphere, particularly in Congress, not just in the country at large, that the greatest goal, it seems to be, for the Republicans is to do anything they can to thwart the other side. So they'll be pressured to stick with the majority of the Republicans and vote against.
Well, Professor, we appreciate your time this afternoon. That was Stephen Wolpert, professor of politics at St. Mary's.